as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
This week on The Sessions at Midori House, we welcome Paris-based British singer Alani into the studio. After starting out her career as a session musician for the likes of Blur and Mary J. Blige, she's finally decided to go it alone as a solo artist and released her first album, You and I, earlier this year. Critics have tried to pinpoint her style, likening her to everyone from Judy Garland to Lana Del Rey, and there's certainly a vintage cinema quality to her. I'll be speaking to Alani shortly about her move to Paris and her love of musicals, but first I'll let you draw your own comparisons as we have some music. Here's Alani.
My name's Alani, and this song's called Old Fashioned Kiss.
Ba-ba-do, 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 ba-ba-do. Bo 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 da da bo bo bo. Just an old-fashioned kiss gets me hot even in winter. How can I resist? Oh, how you tease me! A simple kiss upon my cheek makes my knees a little weaker. Your lips are like spring morning dew on a railroad. Kiss me quicker, kiss me hard. Oh, Jamaica, it's low. Make it sound. Oh, a cheek to cheek, a palm to palm. Oh, just as long as you keep me close, caress me in the park, smooch me up in the taxi, and those lingering hugs. Yeah, you got me in paradise, and I'm feeling love, so much love. When you get in those lips, oh, don't ever stop, but don't you stop to kiss me quick, kiss me hard. Oh, Jamaica, it's slow, 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 make it soft. Oh, cheek to cheek, palm to palm. Oh, just as long as you keep me close. Oh, just as long as you keep me close. Baby, keep me close.
Alani, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. Thanks so much for playing for us today.
Thank you for having us.
You started out life as a session singer. Mm-hmm. Well, not started out life, but started out your career as a session singer.
Yeah, came out of the womb. Shoo up, shoo out, you had it.
The bright light. And what made you suddenly want to go it alone? At what point did you decide this is the point where I'm going to record an album?
No, I've been performing since I was 5 years old. I've been professionally earning money since I was five from being artistic, doing TV stuff, theatre. So for me, my career, it's just been a progress of learning and experimenting and then actually having an outlet. So I think before, I mean, I sing, I dance, I act. It didn't all kind of click and come together before that. And the backing singing was just a great way to travel, do what I love to do with not as much responsibility. Being able to be drunk on stage, like, I could not do that now.
You give it your best shot.
Actually, I did on Saturday. I had a little bit of wine before singing, and it was like, oh, this is different. But it's a different role, being in the background and being up front. No, I think it was just a lot of things coming together, personally, career-wise, or just, you know, mentally. All of these things just made me go, yeah, I feel like I'm ready to do this now, because it's tough, it's hard.
And it must have felt quite exposing, suddenly being at the forefront of the stage.
Yeah, and especially like what I've chosen to sing about, which is a very kind of personal subject, or like a love affair. I sometimes have to go, yeah, this song's about a love affair, cheating, adultery, but it wasn't me, I made it up. It's not, I have to like excuse myself for just being honest. And then sometimes I just have to go, fuck it, that's what I did, and that's life, and you learn from it, hopefully, and you don't make those mistakes again. It's a different pressure, but I've got such a good team around me, and being based in Paris, the people that I work with there have all been, because, you know, they're used to the affairs and all that stuff. They've been very encouraging. Yeah, great, sing about it. We know. So yeah, it's been from the PR, the tour agent, like everyone who's helping me to have a successful career. Not like, I'm not saying like earning millions or whatever or stuff like that, but just to be able to have a sustainable career in this industry, in this failing, dying industry. It's a positive thing.
And you've been living in Paris for a couple of years now. What actually took you there?
I'd always wanted just to have a Parisian experience. It's such a beautiful, beautiful city. And I think I just needed a change of energy. London was starting to feel... I was born, raised here in West London, and I was just not recognising my city that I love. And it was just starting to make me feel really sad. I'd walk along in the Ravenscourt Park or Goldhawk Road, and like my tummy would just be like, they've taken down the Music College, they've taken down Townhouse, that's Pete Townsend, like that's history, that's musical history, and they just don't give a fuck, they're just building townhouses on Townhouse where there should be music there, and Psalm Records, and you know, it's just like the support here for the arts is failing artists, and it's so different in Paris, like, or France, the social system that they have in place to help artists. Like here, if you don't work, or you're trying to, you know, being an artist means it's not consistent, it's not a regular 9 to 5. If you can't work, then you're screwed. You know, in France, they've built the system so if you only get 2 gigs for the month, you pay into a system, higher taxes, but when you don't work, you can still pay your rent. This song is called Wichita Lineman. It's a cover by Glen Campbell. Well, it's by me today, but originally by Glen Campbell. I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you in the wire, and the Wichita lineman is still on the stretch down south won't ever stand the strain, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman.
talking about your music, I guess you've got quite a unique style, and everything I read about you, people are just trying to pinpoint you to different artists in comparison. I think I read Judy Garland, Lana Del Rey, Billie Holiday. How did you get to the style that you sing in?
I had to go back to being 3 years old and singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow at the end of ballet class to discover my voice again, because I'd been through stage school training. I went to Silver Young Theatre School. I'd done the backing singing. I was adaptable. Like, when you have technique, you can apply it to many things. Same with dancing. If you've got dancing technique, you can do, you've got coordination, you can apply it to different disciplines. So for me, it was like, I can sing to order, but what do I really want to say, and what feelings can I convey through my music? So I was like, what made me love music? It's like, oh, I used to love Greece. I used to want to be Sandy. And Sound of Music, Julie Andrews is like, oh my gosh, you know. And when I did that, and I went, and also there was a bit of pressure for me, because I was always told, oh, you sound white, or you sound too English when you sing. And I'm like, well, I don't know how else, what's sounding black? You know, what am I supposed to do, sing reggae? So I think I had to accept that, which is kind of what I was like, mentally I had to go, this is me, I can't do anything about it, so just embrace it. And once I did that, things just fell into place. And so, yeah, that was a big turning point, just going, fuck it, this is it. I may sound and sing like this, whatever, but that's how I was trained to sing at school.
So. Have you ever considered writing a musical?
I would love to write a musical. I've been talking about it with this French artist called Chassol, who's an amazing pianist and arranger. And what should we make it about?
your album, You and I, it's a song cycle. It very much tells a story. Yeah. So I guess you've got your songwriting roots firmly based in that storytelling technique.
Yeah, I didn't think of it like that. Because, well, I wanted to make a film first with the songs. I wanted it to be kind of narrated just by the songs and have like a 45-minute piece visual thing. And my friend who's a director was like, Alani, no, you can't do that. It'd take you years. She's Italian. She's like, you'll be there for 3-4 years. Just get the music out. I was like, oh, all right. One day, I'd love to write a musical. This song is called Cherry Blossom.
Catch some cherry blossom by the river, flowing through the flowing of my heart. If you see me somewhere down the river, come and stand beside me, it's all right. Come to me, stay with me, say you'll be a friend to me. Cherry blossom by the river, flowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river. Oh, come and stand beside me, it's all right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Come to me, won't you stay with me? and say you'll be all forever to me. Oh, love, an enchanted love, it lives forever and a day. So some cherry blossom by the river, blowing through the flowing of my heart. I hope to see you somewhere down that river.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Alani, and her new album, You and I, is out now on No Format Records. You can find out more information at ala.ni. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week, but for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.
It's all...